thank you, His Holiness Sridhar Swami Maharaj, for your very wonderful narration. Today, in Bombay, Srila Prabhupada's personal office, we will be celebrating Sri Jagannath Rath Yatra. His Holiness Sripad Sridhar Swami Maharaj has described in such great spiritual depth Srila Prabhupada's mercy and the various ways it extended into the lives of millions upon millions of people throughout the world. One of the prime means by which Prabhupada delivered love of God was through the performance of Rath Yatra. Prema Pumartha Mahan, the only true goal of life is the awakening of unmotivated, unconditional love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead within the heart. The Bhagavatam declares that whatever activities, endeavors we perform in life, if they do not fructify in the awakening of love, in the taste to hear and glorify Krishna, śrame evahi kevalam, it is all simply a waste of time. Nashito vitate bhavo na bhavo vitate shita. Materialists are sleeping to what is truth. What is truth is eternal. And what is temporary is ultimately illusory or unreal. The whole world is plunged in this vast ocean of illusion. People are dedicating their entire lives, moment by moment, trying to find pleasure through material means. To a great soul who is self-realized, this is the most lamentable, sorrowful state. Vasudev Dutt, he wept and cried, begging Lord Chaitanya for the one benediction. Let me take the sins of all living entities in the universe on my head and suffer perpetually. Give them liberation. And he was speaking also about the people who were under the illusion that they were happy. In Navadvip, before the advent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it was a town of great affluence. There was much wealth. There was incredible sense gratification. People were very learned, and they were under the illusion that they were happy. It wasn't a place of poverty or disease. Navadvip was a place of great affluence. However, the devotees, they were weeping, performing austerities, praying that Krishna, please come to deliver these people who are being cheated of the only true joy of love of God. For the temporary sources of misery of this world, yehi samsparshaja bhoga dhuka jonaya evate atyantavanta konte anate shuramate buddha. Krishna, who is the creator of this world, knows how it works. And he is revealing the truth in Bhagavad Gita that the pleasures of this world are the sources of misery. The satisfaction we gain by the senses coming in contact with the objects of the senses is the root cause of all suffering, because they create attachment. Dukalayam ashashvatam. When we are attached to something temporary, then to the degree we are attached, to that same degree we must suffer inevitably in due course of time. So the great souls, out of compassion, they want to give real wealth, the real treasure of love, the love between the soul and Krishna. That is true religion. Savai pungshang paro dharma yatho bhakti radhokshachi ahoita ki aprita tihata yayatma suprasidati. The supreme occupation for all humanity. This is inclusive of all nations, all religions, all castes, all races. All humanity, the only true occupation is that which awakens loving service to the Supreme Lord. Such service must be unmotivated and uninterrupted to completely satisfy the self. Everyone is looking for satisfaction. Srila Prabhupada understood what is the real satisfaction everyone is longing for. In this misdirected civilization, how Srila Prabhupada risked his life, tolerated such incredible inconvenience, just to give Krishna's love to us. Krishna's love so perfectly flowed through Srila Prabhupada's heart and manifested through his words, through his actions. On Jaladuta, Prabhupada was in a very helpless state materially, 70 years old. He suffered 2 heart attacks, dizziness, seasickness. He had 40 rupees, no money. He had nothing. He had no real contacts who were willing or able to help him in his mission. Just one person he never met before who was just going to let him stay at his house. That was the extent. He only had a 1-month visa. How are you going to establish a worldwide mission in that circumstance? But Srila Prabhupada prayed in his beautiful prayers to Lord Krishna. He first revealed his humble heart that I have no qualification to perform this impossible feat that no acharya in the history of the world has ever accomplished in his circumstances, after heart attacks, at his age, with no help or support either in the East or the West. He prayed, how will they understand my language? How will I convince them? Krishna, make me your puppet. I will dance as you make me dance. Only you can save them. So it was this pure compassion. Jivadoya Krishna Nama Sarvarasasara. Bhakti Vinod Thakur explains the essence of all religion is compassion to all living entities through the broadcasting of the holy name of Krishna. Prabhupada had that faith. He had that conviction. And we have heard in wonderful detail from His Holiness Sridhar Swami Maharaj how Prabhupada established the mission of Lord Chaitanya's pure unmotivated love all over the world. Yes, it was Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Another was, it was Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, who were manifesting their love through the pure heart of Srila Prabhupada, manifesting their mercy and compassion through the perfect instrument of Srila Prabhupada's love to this world. And to connect with Srila Prabhupada's flow of mercy is to be directly connected through Parampara to the eternal abode of Goloka Vrindavan. So Srila Prabhupada established Ratayatras all over the world. And how it was done, Sridhar Maharaj explained. In such an inconceivable and simple way, Krishna was just orchestrating everything so that Prabhupada's dream would be fulfilled. He came to New York. He was living in the ghetto of the Bowery, unknown by material standards, insignificant, just living in some tiny little flat it was being lended to him. His possessions were stolen. Other times he was living with other people. One time he was living with a couple, and the husband was very favorable, and the wife was very unfavorable, because this regulative principles of no illicit sex was not agreeable to her. So she treated Prabhupada very rudely and very bad. And he lived in the same room with them, one little partition. Another time he lived with another boy who, maniac on drugs, threatened to kill Srila Prabhupada. He was practically on the street. Somehow Krishna saved him and offered him some little facility. That is how he came to New York City in 1965 and in 1976. Fifth Avenue, the most important street in the most important city of the world, was closed down with the police. The New York Police Department were serving as Jagannath's personal servants, clearing the roads for him, stopping the traffic for him, as the three beautiful chariots built by Jayananda Prabhu rolled down the center, the heart of Maya's abode. And Srila Prabhupada, sitting on Subhadra Mai's chariot, was looking down upon the people of New York, casting his merciful glance. What a tremendous victory it was. So the purpose of Ratayatra is the purpose of life. Krishna is all attractive. To awaken our natural attraction for Krishna. Whatever is favorable to become attracted to Krishna should be accepted, and whatever is unfavorable must be rejected. This is the basic principle of Sri Rupa Goswami's teachings. Ratayatra is the festival of love. And its origin is steeped in the highest love of the spiritual world. Although Srila Prabhupada made it so simple, so practical, so accessible, he was actually giving people entrance to participate with one of the deepest, most esoteric transcendental pastimes of the spiritual realm. That is Prabhupada's mercy. When Prabhupada would give lectures on Ratayatra, he would often briefly explain what is the historical principles of Ratayatra. But he would also explain in very simple terms that it is a festival of bringing Krishna back into our hearts. So we'd like to describe very briefly some of the history of Jagannath Puri and Rath Yatra for the pleasure of Vaishnavas. It is described how King Indrajumna, he was a very great devotee. He lived long ago in a previous age. Although he was the king of the world, he had tremendous wealth, tremendous power. He was young, he was handsome, he had a beautiful wife, Gundicha Devi, and he had a whole kingdom that actually participated and liked him. This is very rare today, a leader that everyone likes. So he really had everything a man could possibly want in life. He had power, he had fame, he had youth, he had wealth. He had love. But because he was thoughtful, he understood that without God, without Krishna consciousness, everything is shallow. It is hollow. It is empty. It is without substance. So he wanted to understand, where is Krishna? Unless I know Krishna, unless I see Krishna, life is a waste. So one saintly person came to his kingdom and was speaking how the Lord has appeared in this world in the form of Nila Madhava. So it was his goal in life to find that Nila Madhava. For what purpose? To surrender to him, to serve him, to give his life to him. He didn't just want to see him. This is how we should actually come before the deity. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur taught us, do not try to see Krishna, but serve Krishna in such a way that he is pleased to see you. Because we cannot see Krishna with eyes made out of flesh. Why? Because Krishna is not made out of material flesh. Krishna is transcendental. He may assume a form that is made of material elements, but he reveals himself through that, in that form, according to our love, according to our faith and devotion. Bhaktyatvananya yashakya aham evam vidvarjuna. Jyatam drashtam cha tatvena praveshtam cha parantapa. Krishna tells in Sri Bhagavad Gita, only by undivided devotion can I be understood as I am standing here before you, Arjuna. Factually, Duryodhana saw the universal form of Krishna. But he was not happy. He was miserable. Because he had no devotion. Hiranyaksha saw the incredible, beautiful form of Varahadev. Hiranyakashipu saw the form of Narasingadev. Sridhar Swami Maharaj, what does he see when he sees Narasingadev? That is something we cannot understand. It may take us many lifetimes to even begin to comprehend. Somebody is seeing another Singha Shila, they're seeing a stone. And he's worshipping, performing puja with the tears of his heart and love. Because Krishna reveals himself according to how we approach him. Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha saw Varahadev and Narasingadev, and they felt no love, they felt no happiness. They felt disturbed. They felt inconvenienced by the darshan of the Lord. Yes? So unless our heart has awakened spiritual affection, Krishna does not reveal himself as he is. So yes, in Jajumana Maharaj, he wanted to surrender his life to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, give his body, his family, his words, his life, his kingdom, his everything. Nothing has any meaning unless it's offered to the Lord. Yat karoshi rashnasi yaj juhoshti tatasi yat yat tapasyasi konti yat tat kurushma darpanam. Whatever we eat, whatever we offer and give away, whatever activities we perform, whatever words we speak, everything should be done as an offering to the Lord. Anything we have that's not being utilized in God's service is a source of bondage. It will be the cause of birth and death repeatedly. Therefore, a devotee wants everything to be used for the service of the Lord. So here's a king. He has so much. In one sense, he's like the proprietor of the world. But if he cannot use it in the service of the Lord, it's meaningless. It's bondage. So for this reason, Indrajumana Maharaj so intensely wanted to find this Nilamadhava. And his most trusted minister, Vidyapati, he went searching throughout the world. And in Anantadesh, Avantidesh, yes? There he found Nilamadhava. He was being worshipped by the Shabara. Shabara is pig farmers, very simple caste of people. And Vishvavasu was the leader. He was rendering such loving devotional service to Nilamadhava. In fact, the devatas would come down daily to worship this beautiful form of the Lord. So sacred. Bindi Kund, Rohini Kund, which was just close to the temple where Nilamadhava was living, deep in a seclusion of a forest. Vidyapati saw a simple bird touch the water and assume a four-armed form and ascend it to Vaikuntha. That is the power of the Lord's abode. So he returned and told Indrajumana Maharaj what he had seen. Immediately he came with his entourage. But when he arrived, there had already been a great storm that had devastated the whole area. And Nilamadhava disappeared. This is described in the Skanda Purana. So he was on the verge of death. I came so close, but I missed the Lord. But then he heard voice. He heard the voice of the Lord that he will appear in a log of transcendental wood on the sea. And the markings of Lord Vishnu will be present on those logs. So in the ocean of love and separation, Lord Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra were floating like logs in the sea in the area of Neelachala. So he was having them carved. As the deities were being carved, the craftsman told Indrajumana Maharaj that I want complete seclusion. You do not enter until I open the doors myself. So he was working. And Indrajumana Maharaj was so eager. Lobha. He had such transcendental greed to see the Lord, to worship the Lord, to serve the Lord. Every moment seemed like ages of waiting as he was hearing the carving. And for some days there was no carving, there was no sound, there was nothing. So he became very much disturbed. Did you open the doors? And there he saw deities that appeared to be unfinished. Ah, his heart was broken. What have I done? The craftsman was gone. He was actually on the verge of ending his life, fasting till death, the offense he had committed. But then the Lord spoke to him. Sri Narada Muni appeared at that time and explained everything to him very nicely. In the Upanishads, it is described that the Supreme Lord, although he has no hands, he can accept everyone's offerings everywhere. Although he has no legs, he can go everywhere and anywhere. What this means is the Lord does not have material hands, material legs, or material senses. Ishvara Paramakrishna Satchit Ananda Vigraha. The Lord's body is eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. It is pure spiritual. Therefore, yes, the Lord has no eyes like our eyes. His eyes can see everything, at all times, everywhere. So thus, Nirguna describes how the Lord, his senses, his body, his personality is not under the threefold qualities of material existence. It is completely spiritual. Now Narada Muni also revealed an inner secret that at the time of Lord Krishna, in a previous Yuga cycle, in the Dwapara Yuga, Krishna was living in Dwaraka. At that time, the queens of Lord Sri Krishna, they were very, very eager to hear about Krishna's Vrindavan Leela. Why? Because Krishna was always thinking about his Vrindavan Leela. At night, he would cry out the names of Radharani, of the gopis, of the gopas. He would cry for Nanda and Yashoda. And the queens were, he doesn't ever call our names. Satyabhama was saying like this, that when he's sleeping, he's crying, always for the Brijavasis. Rukmini said, why are you saying only at night? Even in the day he does like this. It seems like he doesn't care for us. He's always thinking of Vrindavan. It seems like the only reason he loves us is because we remind him of the residents of Vrindavan. We want to hear about the pastimes of Vrindavan. Now there was one lady in Dwarka who witnessed the transcendental leelas of Braj, and that was Rohini Devi. Rohini was one of the wives of Vasudev, who was sent to Vrindavan Gokul by Vasudev to be under the care of Nanda Maharaj while he was in the prison of Kamsa in Mathura with Devaki. So please tell us, we want to hear the Braj Leela. Rohini said, if I tell you, then immediately Krishna and Balaram will come and they will become so ecstatic they will not be able to control their emotions. So better I do not tell. No, we want to hear. Then someone will have to guard the door. Subhadra Mai said, I am sister, I will guard the door. And if they come, I will warn you and you will stop speaking. Yes. So Rohini Devi began to speak about the beautiful pastimes of Vrindavan. As she was speaking, immediately Krishna and Balaram could understand, Rohini is describing Braj Leela, let us go to here. So they came running to that place. But the problem is Subhadra
standing in the center of the doorway to guard, she was in so much ecstasy hearing this that she became stunned, unable to move or speak. She could not warn them. Balaram stood on one side of her, Jagannath stood on the other, and they both became stunned hearing Vrindavan Leela. In separation, in the ecstasy of separation from Vrindavan. And when she began to describe the love of Sri Radharani, they utterly entered into a state of ecstasy. Where Balaram and Jagannath and Subhadra's, their eyes became very much big. Their legs and arms entered into their bodies. And big, big, beautiful smiles upon their face. Standing motionless, as if they were pieces of wood. At that time, Narada Muni saw this darshan. And he was very, very happy. I have seen, I have seen, I have seen. I have seen this incredible darshan of Krishna, Balaram and Subhadra in the ecstasy of love and separation from Vrindavan. Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra then came back to their normal forms. And Narada Muni begged for a benediction. He said, let these forms that I have seen of the three of you in the ecstasy of love and separation from Vrindavan, let them be worshipped someplace in this world. And grant me the benediction that anyone who sees those forms will in due course of time be free of all the pangs of material miseries and attain loving service unto you. Lord Jagannath said, so be it. In the Lachala, where there is a bluish mountain near the sea, I will appear in these forms. It will be Jagannath Puri. So when Indrajumana Maharaj heard the transcendental history of why the Lord appeared in these very, very extraordinary forms of Balaram, Subhadra and Krishna, he became overjoyed. There was a glorious Abhishekam in the heart of what is today Puri. And then he created beautiful chariots under the inspiration of the Lord. A chariot for Balaram, a chariot for Subhadra, and a chariot for Jagannath to bring them to the temple. And that was one of the first Rathayatras within this world where the Lord was installed. It's a long story, but in essence, Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra made their homes in Puri. And over the years, everyone worshipped Jagannath because he's appeared in such a wonderful form. Buddhists thought he was Lord Buddha. Devotees of Ganesh thought he's Ganesh. Shivites were thinking he's Shiva. Vaishnavas thinking he's Vishnu. Or Krishna. Haribo. So he's a very Jagannath. He's the Lord of the universe. Universally accepted by so many faithful persons. And this Rathayatra of bringing Lord Jagannath from the main temple in Puri to Gundicha temple has been taking place for many, many thousands and thousands of years. But it was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who revealed so perfectly to the entire world what is the internal significance of Rathayatra. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu
appeared in Navadvip for 24 years. He resided. Toward the end of that time, he established Harinam Sankirtan, the Yuga Dharma for the age of Kali. But please understand, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not just the Yuga Avatar. According to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, his playing the role of Yuga Avatar was incidental. His actual reason for coming to the world was Krishna wanted to understand the nature of Sri Radharani's love, taste the sweetness and the happiness of the love she feels when she serves him, and understand what it is about her that makes her tens and millions of times more blissful than he is. Hare Krishna. So Krishna appeared with the bhav, mahabhav, with the love of Sri Radharani's heart in this world, to taste the sweetness of that love and to distribute it to the world. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. Radha and Krishna are two eternally. The one absolute truth has taken two forms for the sake of pastimes of love. The Shakti and the Shaktiman, Radha and Krishna. But those two personalities have again become one in the form of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu. To taste the sweetness of love and to distribute the sweetness of that love through the Yuga Dharma of the congregational chanting of the holy names. Lord Chaitanya explained in Varanasi to Prakashananda Saraswati his guru's instruction to him. Harinama, harinam, harinam eva kevalam kalo nasteva, nasteva, nasteva gatir anyatha. That in the age of Kali, there is no other way. No other way. There is no other way except the chanting of the names of Hari for the ultimate perfection of life. Kalera dosani deirajan astiheku mahanguna kirtana reva krishnasya mukta syam. In this age of Kali, it is an ocean of faults, but there is one benediction. So much quarrel, so much hypocrisy, so much irreligion. In previous times, most of the population of the world understood that happiness comes through piety, through goodness, through charity, through sharing, through morality. That's happiness. What we see in the world around us today, and it's still just the beginning of Kali Yuga, how people consider happiness to be sinful activities, intoxication, illicit sex, gambling, meat eating, and so many other egotistic wastes of time. But there's one benediction. Simply by chanting Krishna's name, one can attain the ultimate perfection of liberation. But Lord Chaitanya didn't come just to give the perfection of liberation. He came to give something even beyond the perfection of liberation. Hare Krishna. He came to give entrance into the transcendental leela of Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. Golokera Premadana Harinam Sankirtana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu even gave the associates of the other avatars entrance into Braj Leela, the highest realm of the sweetest exchanges of spiritual love. Therefore, he is the most munificent, most magnanimous, most merciful of all incarnations. Because he's giving what no other avatar has ever given. Through such a simple means. So yes, in Navadvip, Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu established Harinam Sankirtan. And that very historical night, when he was told that Chankazi broke the mardangas and were persecuting the devotees, he declared, "I will tonight dance and chant in the streets of Navadvip. Let us see what the Kazi will do to me. Today, death personified will stand before the blasphemers." The word spread. Previous to this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only performed Sankirtan in the secluded house of Srivas Thakur. The doors and windows were locked so that no person who had even the slightest tinge of material ego in their hearts were allowed in. But now he was going to go out into the public and personally dance. Harivo. Even the demigods disguise themselves as human beings just to see this beautiful dance of the Lord in his ecstasy of crying out the holy names of Krishna. Yes, the Lord inundated Navadvip Dham with Harinam and Krishna praying. But for the sake of those persons who escaped the net of his mercy, egotistic scholars, smart Brahmins, and very fallen, sinful persons, he decided to take sannyas. Because as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, anyone who bowed down to him would attain the perfection of life. And in those days, everyone bowed down to sannyasis. So he renounced his loving wife, his caring mother, his home, his friends in Navadvip, and accepted sannyas. Sachi Devi, his mother, requested him, "Please make your base in Puri, because it is not different than Vrindavan. The same Krishna of Vrindavan lives in Jagannath Puri as Jagannath. There I will always hear the news of your beautiful pastimes." So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then made his base in Puri. After his South Indian tour, he called for his devotees from Bengal, Navadvip, Shantipur, Srikanda, Kulinagram, all of those areas. Invited them, "Come every year during the Chaturmasya, and together we will celebrate Rath Yatra." And how the Lord celebrated Rath Yatra. It's such a wonderful story. According to Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, anyone who hears this story with faith will attain the essence of the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, pure love of Krishna. But we must hear with faith. On the full moon night of the month of Jyeshta is the appearance day of Lord Jagannath. So they perform Abhishekam. It is called Snan Yatra. It's a beautiful ceremony. They bring Baladev, Subhadra, Jagannath outside of the temple room and make a beautiful platform for him. And they bathe him throughout the day with various transcendental substances. The persons who take charge of Jagannath at this time are not the pandas or the regular priests, but the dayatas and dayatapatis, who are the actual descendants of Vishvavasu, the original pujari of Nilamadava, of the Shabari class. Yes, these dayatapatis, they bathe the Lord. And according to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada explains, at that time the Lord performs the leela of getting fever. He becomes sick.
So therefore, for 15 days, he goes into a secluded state. That is called Navayovanam. During that time, they offer various services to the Lord, including repainting his body and so many other wonderful services. And during that time, no one except the selected Daityapatis are allowed to see Lord Jagannath. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to be in Puri and not see the Supreme Lord of his life, Lord Chaitanya, it was in the mood of Sri Radharani. Every morning, before the dawn, he would be in the temple of Jagannath, worshipping him behind the Garuda Stamba, with his heart, his soul, his life. So it was very difficult. So he went to Alalanath, a very, very sacred and ancient temple, not far from Puri. And there you will see, if you go, there is a big stone where Lord Chaitanya would lay down. And in his separation from Lord Jagannath, the stone melted just by being touched by his body. And even today, the imprints of his limbs are upon that stone. But then the devotees from Puri, the devotees from Bengal, they were approaching. When Lord Chaitanya received this news that they were about to enter into Puri, all the Vaishnavas from Navadvip, headed by Advaitacharya, he became so enlivened. The ecstasies of lamentation and separation had become transcendentally relieved with the hope of associating with the devotees. He became blissful. He hurried back to Puri to greet them at the Ataranala, the bridge, which is like a border of the actual precinct of Puri town. Lord Chaitanya was waiting there with garlands, with sandalwood. He was blessing all the devotees. Meanwhile, there was a king named Prataparudra. Although he was so successful in every way, like in Jajumana Maharaj, he was king, he had wealth, he had youth, he had power, he had beautiful family. But when he learned from Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya that Lord Chaitanya was the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna incarnated in the world, he longed to have the darshan of the Lord. But when the petition was brought before Lord Chaitanya, he said, no. Niskinchadasya bhajanab. He said, for a person in the renounced order of life to meet with a materialistic person engrossed in sense gratification or worldly opulence, it's worse than drinking poison willingly. So he refused to see the king simply because of his position. The devotee said, but he's a great Vaishnava. He's given his life and soul to Krishna. He loves you. He said, whatever he is, the fact that the name king is attached to his name means he is abominable. I cannot see you. Hare Krishna. The Lord was testing King Prataparudra and also establishing the principle of renunciation in its purest state. So King Prataparudra actually decided that he would give up his kingdom and become a beggar if that's what it took to see the Lord. That is devotion. That is the quality that every single one of us must have if we want Krishna consciousness in its pure form. We must be willing to give up everything and anything for it. It's not that we necessarily have to give up everything, but we must have that willingness that there's nothing so precious, nothing so valuable as bhakti. Yes, King Prataparuja actually decided, I will give up my throne, my wealth, I'll give up everything, and I will be a beggar loitering on the street for the rest of my life, if that is what is required to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's Patita Pavana. He's descended into this world to give mercy to the most fallen. He's giving mercy to all the most fallen persons, save and except one most unfortunate king named Prataparudra. Narottam Das Thakur prayed like this. Patita pavana hetu sava avatara mosamo patita prabhu napai bihara. That Lord, you have descended to deliver most fallen, but you can see and consider all of the creation and you will come to the conclusion there is no one more fallen than me. So my claim is first. This was the mood of Maharaj Prataparudra. I will give up everything if I can even have a moment's darshan with Lord Chaitanya. And he wasn't just saying, he was feeling. Because the Lord doesn't hear what you say. The Lord hears the intention of your heart. And he reciprocates with that. Prabhupada describes in this way, that the Lord accepts the purpose in which everything is offered. The Lord is within our heart, and He is seeing what is our state of heart. In whatever we do, in whatever we speak, Krishna is witnessing the intention, the spirit in which we are speaking and acting. And He reciprocates with that intention. Prataparudra Maharaj was not just talking. He meant it. He was ready to become a beggar. And still he didn't get the darshan of the Lord. There's no purpose to live. He was going to give up his life. So the devotees, they somehow or other tried to pacify him through various ways, just to keep him alive and in his post. They brought the son to see the king, and Lord Chaitanya embraced the son, and when the king embraced his son after being embraced by the Lord, he felt the same ecstasy as if he'd embraced the Lord. Another time, to pacify them, they gave the king a little piece of Lord Chaitanya's outer cloth that he wore. And he considered that to be worshipable, tadit. He worshipped that object of the Lord's cloth as the deity of the Lord, Harivo. But ultimately, because the king went way out of his way to extend himself to serve Ramananda Rai, Lord Chaitanya in his heart declared that Krishna will bestow His complete mercy upon the king. Why? Madbhakta pujabhyadika. Because Krishna loves those who love His devotees. Because He has served such a devotee as Ramananda Rai and pleased him. Therefore Krishna will bestow mercy upon him. This is very important. King Prataparudra would not achieve the mercy because of donations, because of power, because of prestige. It was only because of his humility and his eagerness to genuinely serve the Vaishnavas. That was his qualification. And factually, that is the only qualification for anyone for all time. Without pleasing the Vaishnavas, no one can attain the pleasure of the Lord. So Lord Chaitanya was being witnessed by King Prataparudra from the roof as all the devotees were coming in. He was amazed. Who is that? Gopinathacharya, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, They were explaining, this is Advaitacharya, the leader of Vaishnavas. And who is that? That is Srivas Thakur. And who is that? That is Pundarik Vidyanidhi. And who is that? That is Srila Haridas Thakur, the Namacharya. I've never seen such effulgent persons. And I have seen so many kirtan groups coming into this land of Puri, but I have never heard such kirtan as this. They are effulgent. They're spreading the whole atmosphere with such a spiritual energy. What type of kirtan is this? And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Gopinathacharya explained, this is Prem Sankirtan. This is the Sankirtan of pure love. This is not just ritualistic chanting of mantras. This is the love of the heart of the pure associates of Lord Chaitanya, purifying the universe by chanting the holy names. Of the Lord greeted them. First He sent Govinda to greet them. Then He sent Swarup Damodar to greet them, offering them gifts. And then the Lord personally appeared with garlands and decorated all of their bodies with chandan. Personally put garlands, personally embraced. Personally everyone was offering obeisances to each other. Such a wonderful welcome. Then the Lord arranged for the accommodations of every devotee. According to our great biographies, the greatest pleasure of the Lord is to serve His own devotees. A very special event was approaching. Netrotsava. Netrotsava means the feast for the eye. That is the first darshan Lord Jagannath gives after a fortnight of being unmanifested to all of the devotees. Lord Chaitanya generally would always stand behind Garuda Stamba. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya advised him, if you come too close to the deities, you become too much ecstatic. Better you stay some distance. Now, Garuda Stamba, it's some distance from the altar. Between it is the Jagan Mohan, a very big kirtan hall, darshan hall, where thousands of people can come. But on this day, he came right onto the altar. And he, the whole day, without blinking his eyes, he was gazing upon the lotus-eyed Lord Jagannath. The only movement with profuse, incessant streams, rivers of tears pouring from his eyes as he simply gazed upon the beautiful form of Jagannath. When there is vipralamba or separation, it intensifies the experience of sambhoga or meeting with the Lord. For the whole day, Lord Chaitanya stood there with his devotees, fixed, gazing at the beauty of Lord Jagannath. Such eagerness. And he's also teaching us, this is how we should see the deities. Eagerness is so important. If we have an eagerness to hear, then our heart is receptive to receive the message of Harikatha. If we have an eagerness to chant the holy name, then the holy name reciprocates with that eagerness and reveals the sweet taste of spiritual presence of the Lord. If we have an eagerness to see the deity, then Krishna reciprocates with that eagerness and reveals His transcendental mercy through His presence. So Srila Prabhupada very much stressed that devotees must be eager. They must be enthusiastic about whatever they do in Krishna consciousness. Whether we're speaking, or whether we're listening, whether we're doing some cleaning work, whether we're worshipping the deities, book distribution, life membership, making garlands, or anything, even offering some contribution. Whatever we do should be done with enthusiasm, with an eagerness to please the Lord. Because that eagerness, that enthusiasm, is an indication of our desire to love. Devotees would ask Srila Prabhupada, you tell us to serve Krishna with love, but what if we have no love? But we can express our intention to love by our enthusiasm, by our eagerness. And Krishna reciprocates with our intention and gradually gives us the real experience of spiritual love. So yes, Lord Chaitanya and his devotees, during this Netrotsava, they showed such incredible eagerness to have the darshan of the Lord. They were giving their hearts, they were giving their lives, they were giving their body, mind, and words, everything to the Lord through their glances. They were surrendering to Krishna. This is actually what darshan should be. When we're seeing the deities through our eyes, we should actually be, through our hearts, through eyes, we should be offering our lives to the lotus feet of the Lord. That is actual darshan. When the bhoga offering came in, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees went into the kirtan hall and they chanted and danced for the rest of the day. At one point they circumambulated the temple of Jagannath. And toward the backside of the temple, there are four gates. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stopped the kirtan and performed a great miracle. All the devotees were dancing and chanting. And every devotee was thinking, Lord Chaitanya is only looking at me. Hare Krishna. He's so merciful. He's so kind. There's so many great souls here and he's looking at me. In this way, he replayed the leela of Krishna on bank of Yamuna when there were many thousands and thousands of gopas, cowherd boys, taking prasad. And every cowherd boy was thinking, Krishna's only looking at me. This is the power of the Lord's love. Although there are innumerable living entities, how many living entities are in this earth planet? Can anyone count? Even our greatest scientific researchers, can they even begin to calculate the number of how many microbes and how many insects and how many birds and how many reptiles and how many plants and trees and how many animals and humans? Very difficult. It's countless. And this is just one little speck of a planet within a universe. And there are so many planets in this universe, much bigger and more populated than Earth. And this whole universe is like one tiny little mustard seed in a gigantic barrel of universes. Hare Krishna, floating in the causal ocean. And all the living entities in the entire cosmic manifestation is only a small fraction of the living entities living in the spiritual world. Because this material existence is a prison house. Durga Devi is the leader of the prison. And even in Kali Yuga, still, there's a minority of people in prisons compared to outside. Yes? What to speak of Satya Yuga? So how many living entities are in all the Vaikuntha planets? How many living entities are in Krishna Loka? countless, unlimited. So the impersonalist, their idea is, since there's countless living entities, how could everyone have a relationship with God? Therefore, ultimately, God must be impersonal, and we must all be impersonal, and we all just merge into this oneness. And then there's Brahmananda. There's the ecstasy of being Brahman. But they cannot understand Achintya Shakti, the inconceivable transcendental powers of the Lord's love. The Lord's love is of such a profound nature that although Krishna is one, still all the countless, unlimited living entities in the entire spiritual world, everyone feels a very deep, intimate, personal relationship with Krishna in the spirit of the servant of the servant of his servants. Radharani is the ultimate servant of Krishna. She is the Adi Guru. She is the original servant of Krishna, along with Balaramji, according to the different Leelas. And every living entity in the spiritual world is serving Sri Radharani in her service to Krishna, through serving of serving of serving of her servants. That is Goloka. But through that service, every living entity is feeling so intimate and perfectly satisfied by their relationship with Krishna. How wonderful! We are all jivatmas. If we pay attention to one person, somebody else thinks, why is he or she ignoring me? Yes? It's very difficult to be impartial in this world, because everyone has so many expectations. Do any of you ever have this experience? People have expectations upon you, and they want your attention. And you try, but what can you do? You spend a little too much time here, and why are you not here? Haribo. But Krishna doesn't have that problem. Because Krishna is the Paramatma in this material world. And His love is all-pervading. The impersonalists declare that God is all-pervading. Therefore, He's impersonal, He's formless. But the devotees understand Krishna's love is all-pervading. Krishna's personal care and affection for every living entity is all-pervading. That is why He is Ishvara. He is God. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu demonstrated that wonderful miracle in Jagannath Puri. The next morning was to be Ratha Yatra. So now I will begin the lecture for today. Introduction is complete. That morning, Lord Chaitanya and his devotees, very, very excitedly, they took their bats and they came to the Singhadwaram, the Lion Gate. And there was the ceremony where Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra are carried out of the temple to be put on their chariots. It's a wonderful festival. In those days, they had pillows called tulis. Yes? And they would, because the murtis are very, very big. Very, very big size. All the dayatapatis are gathered around. And have any of you been to Jagannath Puri for Ratha Yatra? The murti of Baladev, Jagannath, Subhadra. Subhadra, they just carry very quickly. But Jagannath and Baladev, very, very difficult. They're surrounded by dozens of very, very big-sized dayatas, dayatapatis, lifting them up. They have ropes to help. And the Lord is moving around like a totally intoxicated person staggering from side to side, back and forth. You have seen. unbelievable. I'm from the West, so I have seen many drunken people. And I see how they stagger and they fall and they bump into people and like that. But when the Lord wants to be intoxicated, He is supreme. I've never seen such an intoxicated scene in my life. His Jagannath coming out of the temple. Back, and the Daityapatis are carrying him with their arms and carrying him with ropes and somehow or other trying to... One of the leading Daityapatis. He's a very dear friend of our temples. We asked him, you know, how do you all coordinate to make Jagannath move around like that back and forth in such a state? He said, no, we're not orchestrating anything. We're just trying to hold him still as hard as we can. It's Jagannath that's moving like that. And he was serious. We're just trying to control him and hold him still, but he... Why? Because what is Ratha Yatra? Ratha Yatra is Lord Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra returning to Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada explains that when Krishna went to Kurukshetra for solar eclipse, he invited Brijbasis, Nanda, Yashoda, and Gopas and Gopis. They all loaded their ox carts and made a pilgrimage to Kurukshetra. When they saw Krishna in that state, he was a king. This is how they prayed. That you are the same Krishna. I am the same Radharani. And these are the same moonlit nights of the month of Chaitra. But I want to bring you back to the bank of the Jamuna under Kadamba trees. Here you are wearing big royal crown. But in Vrindavan you wear only peacock feather in your hair. Here you are wearing the royal armor of a prince. But in Vrindavan you only have the Gunja Mala and Vajayanti Mala of wild forest flowers. Here you are accompanied by great soldiers, armies and queens. There you are accompanied by your flute. Here there is the noise of the rattling of royal elephants. But there in Vrindavan, there is the sound of the laughing of the gopas and the chirping of the sweet birds in the kadamba and tamal trees. We are not finding even one particle of a trace of happiness seeing you here as we do in Vrindavan. Please return to Vrindavan with us. Nanda and Yashoda, they are crying incessantly since you left. Do you want to kill them? You are our very life and soul. Our heart is Vrindavan. There is no difference between Vrindavan and our heart. Please once again place your lotus feet in the Vrindavan of our hearts. Otherwise, how will we sustain our lives? It was in this mood that the residents of Vrindavan melted Krishna's heart. He wept and cried to hear their words of love and separation. And thus, Prabhupada explains that Ratha Yatra is the emotional act of devotional service, where the gopis, within the heart of their hearts, they were bringing Krishna, Balaram, and Subhadra back to Vrindavan. And that is the journey of Lord Jagannath from the Puri temple to Gundicha. Gundicha is none different than Vrindavan. And this was the emotional state of how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu celebrated Ratha Yatra. So Jagannath is so intoxicated with Balaram because they are about to return to Vrindavan. They are put on their chariots. Meanwhile, the king of Orissa, Prataparudra, he accepted the simple robes of a street sweeper. And with a broom that had a golden handle, he performed this menial, humble service of sweeping the streets. Now we have explained that Lord Chaitanya understands the purpose, the intention of everything that is offered to him. Sometimes people inaugurate Rath Yatra by sweeping the street. But their mentality is, just see how distinguished, what a VIP I am. I am VIP. I am given the honor of sweeping the street. Let the cameras focus very nicely upon me, and let the televisions reveal it to the world that I am inaugurating Rath Yatra for ISKCON. Hare Krishna. If that's your mentality, then you'll get a little mercy and you'll get a lot of publicity. But King Prataparudra, the Lord is seeing his heart. He didn't want any recognition. He didn't want any popularity. He wasn't doing it because he'll get votes during the election. He was doing it because he honestly and earnestly, in the core of his heart, wanted to accept the role of the most menial street sweeper, bangi, for Lord Jagannath. I may be the king in my service, but before the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I am the most menial, insignificant servant of the servant of the servant. He swept the street with such humility, with such a state of menialness. Lord Chaitanya understood his heart. And at that moment, seeing the king sweeping the street for the Lord and his devotees, the Lord decided, I will fulfill all this great soul's desires. Hare Krishna. Because he's taking such an honest, earnest, humble position to serve, I will fulfill all of his desires. That is where the Lord made up his mind. The Rath Yatra began. How wonderful. Lord Chaitanya was calling out, Mahima, 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 addressing a great personality, welcoming an honored person. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then divided his devotees into 7 kirtan groups. Very nice how he divided. Each kirtan group had several murdangas, kartals, a lead singer and a lead dancer. One group he had, Swarup Damodar Goswami as the lead singer. Swarup Damodar Goswami, when he would sing, so much ecstatic love would awaken in people's hearts. There's a description in Chaitanya Bhagavat where when Lord Chaitanya heard Swarup Damodar Goswami sing, he would completely lose consciousness of the entire world. He would just go into transcendental ecstatic trances. One time Swarup Damodar Goswami was singing and Lord Chaitanya danced and fell right into a deep well. And the devotees were horrified. Huh? Hi, hi, hi. They started running. What happened to the Lord? He fell into this deep well. They looked down. And by the arrangement of Yoga Maya, would you like to know what happened?
No.
As soon as the Lord fell into the well filled almost to the top with fresh, creamy butter. So the Lord was laying in the butter like this. And they took him out. This was the power of Swarup Damodar Goswami's singing.
And the lead dancer of that kirtan party was Sri Advaitacharya. He whose loud, devotional, ecstatic cries called Lord Chaitanya down to descend into this world. The second group, Srivas Thakur, was the lead singer. And his very dear friend, Nityananda Prabhu, was the lead dancer. In the next group, Mukunda Dutt was the lead singer. There are many wonderful descriptions of Mukunda Dutt singing. The entire assembly of Vaishnava's hearts would melt in ecstatic love every time he would sing the loving praises of Lord Krishna in Vrindavan. And the lead dancer in Mukunda Dutt's group was Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur. The fourth kirtan party, the lead singers were the three brothers, Basudev, Madhava, and Govinda Ghosh. When they would sing, actually in the spiritual world, they were singers for Radha and Krishna who descended to sing for Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan party. And the lead dancer, Vakreshwar Pandit. How he would dance. Sometimes Lord Chaitanya would personally sing and he would dance. And the reciprocation of Lord Chaitanya singing and Vakreshwar Pandit dancing, they would go on for 72 continuous hours. Haribo. And Lord Chaitanya would sing as if he had many, many mouths. And Vakreshwar Pandit said, I will dance forever, you go on singing. And then he formed three groups from various villages that came. One group was the devotees of Shantipur, Achyutananda, the elder son of Advaita Prabhu, was the lead dancer. And another group, the residents of Srikanda, and Narahari Sarakar, and Raghunandan Thakur were the lead dancers. And then there was the devotees from Kulinagram, where Ramananda Basu and Satyaraj were the lead dancers. Satyaraj Khan. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inspired them all to begin kirtan. And with folded hands, he prayed to Lord Jagannath. Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha Jagat Hitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha. And then he offered the beautiful verse. Please, this is very important. Before the kirtan, before the Ratha Yatra of Lord Chaitanya began, he offered this verse. I am not a Brahmin, a Kshatriya, a Vaishya, or a Shudra. I am not a brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, or sannyasi. What is my identity? Gopi Bharthur Patakamalayor Das, 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 Anu Das. I am the insignificant atomic particle of the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of your servants. This was the mood that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established before Ratha Yatra begins. And then the kirtan started. He organized four of the kirtan groups to be dancing in front of Lord Jagannath's cart. One on each side and one in the rear of the chariot. And as they were chanting and dancing together, the sound of the mardangas, the karatals, and the loud, loud, loud chanting of the Maha Mantra filled all directions.
Krishna, 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 Krishna.
To fulfill everyone's desires, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could be seen in every one of the seven Sankirtan parties. Simultaneously. Haribo. He expanded himself in such a way that each Sankirtan party was thinking, the Lord is only with me. Haribo. In this way, he reenacted the Ras Lila of Vrindavan, where every gopi is thinking, Krishna's only dancing with me. He reenacted the Lila of Dwarka, where every one of the 16,108 wives of Krishna is thinking, Krishna's only with me. Such a speciality of intimacy of love the Lord shares with His devotees. And nobody could understand that He was actually with everyone. Except a few very fortunate persons. And you know who one of those people were? King Prataparudra. He could see how the Lord expanded Himself into all of the kirtan parties. Thus Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya praised His good fortune. It was only by the mercy of the Lord that the Lord reveals His opulences. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to dance in such ways. Sometimes He was in all seven kirtan parties simultaneously. At other times He took one form and all the seven kirtan parties merged together into one party just to see the Lord dance. And the ecstatic, transcendental symptoms of His love as He danced are described in great detail by Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. Tears were pouring from His eyes like syringes, like rivers. His hairs were standing on end like the flower of the Kadamba tree. His complexion was changing various colors. His teeth were chattering like a little boy in the freezing cold of the winter. Sometimes He would appear very heavy, sometimes very thin. Sometimes He would be light as a feather. Other times He would be as heavy as the universe. Sometimes He would twirl around so fast it looked like a firebrand as the Lord was dancing. The chandan in His that was decorating, sometimes He would become so hot, He would just dry up. He was manifesting symptoms of love that have never been seen in this world. As He was bringing Krishna back to Vrindavan, that was His divine emotion, bringing Krishna to Vrindavan. And Lord Jagannath was simply watching Him. One time Lord Chaitanya wanted to make sure Jagannath was taking note of Him. So He danced to the rear of the chariot, and the chariot would not move. Haribo, would not move. Everyone was pulling, 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 pulling. And have you been to Puri? There's probably 10 ropes on each chariot. And there's thousands of people on each rope pulling, pulling. And they're all pulling, pulling. And it wouldn't move. Because Jagannath wanted to prove to Lord Chaitanya that He's only thinking of Him. So when Lord Chaitanya came to the front again, He moved. Then the Lord was very happy. It is explained that everyone who saw Lord Chaitanya dance during that procession, the pilgrims, the residents of Puri, the shopkeepers, the devotees, the tourists, the servants of Jagannath, every single person had their eyes simply gazing on Lord Chaitanya's dancing form, and everyone attained the perfection of pure love of God just by seeing the ecstatic dance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu during the kirtan of the holy names. Such profuse mercy He was distributing indiscriminately to everyone. Toward the end of the parade, the chariot stops in a particular place where all different Brahmins and others can come and offer bhog offerings to the Lord. At that time, Lord Chaitanya went into a garden to rest.
And the devotees instructed Prataparudra Maharaj. Ramananda Rai Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. They explained, put on the robes of a common mendicant and go in to massage Lord Chaitanya's feet and recite Gopi Gita of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Now this is a very, very great act of faith by the king, because the Lord rejected anything. In fact, one time during the Ratha Yatra, Lord Chaitanya fell down in the king's arms, and the king just happened to be there and caught him. And the Lord jumped out of his arms. How abominable! I have been contaminated by the touch of a materialistic person. The king was mortified. But Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, actually he's very happy, but just for strictness he's saying these things. So on this occasion, the king very humbly entered into the garden in the robe of a simple Vaishnava mendicant and began to massage the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya, who was laying down on a raised platform in seclusion. All the other devotees from dancing all day were resting under various trees. He began to speak the Gopi Gita. Jayati te dipam janmana praja. The Lord was so happy. Go on reciting, go on reciting. And when he came to that verse, tapakatam ritam tapta jivanam, where the gopis are describing how the Lord's glories are so purifying that they can deliver the whole world. And those persons who broadcast those glories within this world are so intimately dear to you. Sri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Mayi Ki Jai. They are the most munificent welfare servants of all of society. So Lord Chaitanya, when he heard this, he cried out, you are most munificent, you are most munificent. The Lord got up and embraced King Prataparudra. Again and again and again, he embraced him and embraced him, bathing the king with the tears of the ecstasy of his love. All the king's desires were fulfilled. The Lord asked King Prataparudra, you have come to give me such nectar. Who are you?
Hare Krishna.
Now, you can't lie before the Lord. The king gave the most perfect, honest answer to that question. He said, I am simply the insignificant, menial servant of the servant of your servants. And my only aspiration in life is to be the servant of the servant of your servants. Now herein Srila Prabhupada explains this is actually the ultimate aspiration anyone could long for in life. To be the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant. That was the benediction Kolavecha Sridhar asked for. That was the benediction Dhruva Maharaj asked for. Although they were offered anything in the material or spiritual worlds. Because the servant of the servant of the servant, that consciousness is the only consciousness that pleases Krishna. Krishna doesn't care anything for your position. He's concerned with the content of your heart. In whatever position, whether it's a big, big position of being a leader, or whether it's just being a simple helper, our consciousness should always be the menial, insignificant servant of the servant of the servant of the servant. It was because he actually had that bhava that he received such mercy of the Lord. The Lord revealed his opulences to King Pratapamitra and disclosed to the king that he should not speak to anyone what he had seen. And all the devotees were rejoicing in ecstasy that the king received such good fortune. Prabhupada explains, this is what Vaishnava means. When you rejoice to see someone else getting the mercy of the Lord, that is Vaishnava quality. When you are envious of such person, or thinking, why not me? That is materialistic consciousness. The more we are happy to see other people's good fortune, the more we are happy to see other people making spiritual progress, the more we are happy to see other people recognized by the Lord in the world for their devotion, the more we please Krishna within our hearts. That is spiritual success. Krishna is pleased when he sees that we take pleasure in seeing others getting recognition, getting mercy, and making great success in their spiritual lives. The devotees celebrated Maharaj Prataparudra has received such mercy. Hari Bol. It was time to begin the Rath Yatra once again. All the thousands and thousands of puss people were pulling those many ropes, but Jagannath would not move. This was a problem. So the king brought wrestlers, big strong people. They all pulled, wouldn't move. Then the king brought the royal elephants and harnessed all the elephants. Many, many elephants harnessed to Jagannath's chariot. And the elephant trainers were sticking them with the goad. And the elephants were and pulling and squirming and struggling, and the chariots wouldn't move. This was really a concern. What to do? Lord Chaitanya smiled. He released all the elephants, sent all the wrestlers away, and put the ropes in the hands of his devotees. Then he went to the rear of the chariot and with his head pushed. And the chariot began to move forward. And the devotees, they weren't even pulling. The ropes were simply resting in their hands. Simply by the Lord's head, he was pushing. And Jagannath was smiling as they entered into the Vrindavan gardens of Gundicha. And there for many days, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu experienced the ecstatic joy of being reunited with Krishna in Vrindavan Dham. So that is the significance of Rath Yatra as demonstrated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And how Srila Prabhupada brought such a spiritually deep and wonderful pastime to the whole world and invited everyone to participate. That is his great mercy. And on this very holy day of Sri Radharas Bihari's Rath Yatra for Jagannath Baladev and Subhadra, we should bow our heads in gratitude to His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and feel a great commitment to assist Him in His wonderful mission by making this Rath Yatra such a wonderful, attractive, beautiful ceremony that people from all directions will naturally become attracted by Krishna. Yes, today, hundreds and thousands of people will hear the holy names sung by devotees who are dedicating their lives in the loving service of the Lord. Hundreds and thousands of people will see the beautiful forms of Balaram, Subhadra, and Jagannath performing their leela of Rath Yatra. Tens and thousands of people will receive the Mahaprasad of the Lord. Hundreds and thousands of people will associate with the devotees of the Lord. It is the festival of mercy. Festival of causeless mercy. It is a festival which is the expression of Prabhupada's love for all living entities that is being enacted today. And we are all so fortunate that we can place some small part in participating in assisting Srila Prabhupada in flooding the world with his compassion and his love for Sri Radha Ras Bihari. It is now 11 o'clock, the deadline for class. So I will end here. I thank you very much for tolerating me and for so patiently hearing. Now let us honor the Lord's prasad, go to the site right on time, and dance and chant and distribute Krishna prema through Krishna naam to all the world. Srila Prabhupada ki, Sri Jagannath Baladev Subhadramayi ki, Sri Rath Yatra ki, Sri Radha Ras Bihari Dev ki, Ananti Kodi Vaishnava Vrinda ki, Sri Harinam Sankirtan ki, Gaura Premananda.